The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went up to the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And as they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it's a good thing that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. And while he was still speaking, a cloud was cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud a voice came and said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they fell asleep and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Why don't we say a prayer before we start for all who have been affected by the winds and fires from yesterday? Families, firefighters, those who are working hard to help and provide what is needed at this time, and especially those who have lost their lives. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Imagine yourself on the mountain of Transfiguration with Peter, James, John, and Jesus. You are witnessing in this moment the glory of God and the eternal truth of how God reveals his nature, his true nature to us as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Father's voice is heard. This cloud descends upon them, the Holy Spirit. And, of course, Jesus is present. You are there to hear the words of the Heavenly Father when he says, "Listen to him. Listen to him." Let these words resonate in your minds. Do you still doubt the power of God? In this moment, Peter offers to make tents. Tents for Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. Just like they did on the mountain with Moses and the Ark of the Covenant. Just like they did in these days. But now Jesus is the new Moses. Now Jesus presents as the new Elijah. He is the new and eternal covenant. And revealed to these apostles on this mountain that he is the true Messiah. "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." Paul tried to warn us. He likes to warn the people that he shepherds. He tried to warn us also of what he described as the enemies of Christ. They want to believe that they are saviors, but all along they manipulate and preach a false gospel. And we have to know how to discern this. The Lord will help us. We proclaim something different. We proclaim the truth. We proclaim Christ crucified. We proclaim Jesus, the Son of God. We proclaim the truth of the gospel that teaches us the true nature of Jesus and his eternal mission of love. Jesus is love. Jesus is Lord. Listen to him. Paul tried to tell us also to be careful of the temptation to occupy your minds with earthly things. Boy, that's tough. Because now, I don't know if you have a cell phone, I get a notification every 15 seconds, it seems like. From some news app or some place or what. We have to kind of be constantly plugged in. These are the earthly things of our life. The earthly ambitions, the earthly material things that we find important. Remember that you are not perpetual citizens of earth. We are pilgrims here. We're on a journey toward the Heavenly Father. We're always on our way to God. Our home is in heaven, and we follow Jesus. We follow the Son of the Father. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. Paul proclaims truth to us when he says, stand firm in the Lord. Stand firm in the Lord. There are so many stories of Mother Teresa and her work with the poor and dying, so I'm going to tell you another one. Maybe I told this before. It's okay. It's a good one. One day, she encountered a woman dying on the streets of Calcutta, and for her, this was unfortunately common, a common experience. This woman, this day, had open sores all over her body. She was not doing well. These sores were infested with bugs, and they were terribly infected. So Mother Teresa took the woman to her home for the sick and dying. She cleaned and dressed all her wounds. The woman was in horrible pain, horrible. She screamed and even at some point insulted Mother and the sisters there. She couldn't help it. It was unbearable. The suffering she was experiencing was incredible. But finally, after some time, she calmed down. And at some point, she looked at Mother Teresa. And she was finally able to say something. And she said, "Sister, why do you do this? Not everyone behaves like you. Who taught you? Who taught you to do this?" Mother Teresa answered, "My God taught me." The woman responded saying that she wanted to know her God. "I want to know this God." And Mother Teresa, in the most loving way, kissing the woman on the forehead, said to her, "You do. You know my God. My God is called love." Of course, Mother Teresa is one of the great saints of the church who taught the world how to stand firm with Jesus, how to listen to the Lord, how to hear Jesus saying from the cross, "I thirst for you. Why don't you listen?" Why don't you trust? Why don't you follow this way that leads to life? Stand firm with Jesus, love incarnate, the Son of God. Jesus is with you. Jesus loves us more than we love ourselves. His infinite desire is for every soul to answer his call when he says, "Follow me, listen to me, know me, pray to me, trust me." This is my beloved Son. Listen to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.